Hello, everyone. So Kate Middleton released a video to let everybody know that she's cancer-free. Amazing. Congratulations. I felt that maybe she was gravely ill and very sick, and they were just keeping the public from knowing how severe her illness was. We had no clue. We still don't know what kind of cancer she has, and I'm sure the tabloids over there are putting in a lot of efforts to try to find out what her diagnosis was and what her prognosis was, because they do not hold back over there in the UK, the tabloids, as we all know. But I was curious because when you don't know anything, it leaves so much mystery, and I just was hoping she was okay. She has three young children. So, turns out she is okay and she is doing good, but finding out that she had cancer, I don't know who it didn't scare, but I will just speak for myself. It was frightening. It's frightening when you find out that someone young, someone who has always been extremely fit and athletic, has all the money and the resources, gets cancer. Because we want to be able to link and find a cause and effect for a lot of illnesses, because it's comforting to us. If we know how somebody got sick, then we know how to prevent ourselves from being sick. And that's not how cancer works. I'm aware of that, but it was frightening to know that nobody is safe, right? Nobody is spared. At the same time, if Kate Middleton was not the Princess of Wales, maybe she wouldn't have gone in for an abdominal surgery where they discovered this. Or maybe it makes me wonder, what if other people go in for an abdominal surgery and they don't discover this? It's a mind fuck, right? Money really can affect someone's chances, their resources, how likely they are to survive and overcome certain things. And it was just last Monday, Shayna from season three or season two, no, season three of Love is Blind, she found out that she had cervical cancer at 3 months and she's okay today. So it's like if she didn't get pregnant, I don't even know that she would have been at the doctor's office and they would have discovered it. Like, life is crazy. And it's really devastating when you even have to think about your mortality, when you just have to think about it in such an aggressive way. There's so many layers to getting sick. It's not just fighting your illness, it's also how do you compartmentalize the fact that things could go very badly, very bad very quickly. So to see Kate Middleton and Prince William do something that they normally don't do, which is they made sure to show affection, to seem like a very happy and loving couple and loving parents. And that's what we need to see. We don't gotta always have this stiff upper lip, being proper all the time, being stoic bullshit. Go ahead, be vulnerable. There's just a cultural difference. You're not really supposed to show your vulnerability when you're British. And seeing the footage of Kate Middleton's kids was heartbreaking because it just makes you think like they're young and they could lose their mom. And again, it doesn't matter that she's royalty. That's irrelevant. This is tricky. I wish her all the best. I'm happy to hear about this, but this is tricky because I feel that a lot of times cancer comes back, whether it's the same form or another form. And I'm sure that's something that Kate is very well aware of. So, I don't know. Maybe she's really saved lives. Maybe this happening to Kate has really made a lot of people run to the doctor. just to find out more about their health. So, in the video, Kate is essentially frolicking in, I guess they said Norfolk. I don't know where that's at. But she's with William and her kids. Sometimes she's by herself. Excuse me. And she just looks, I don't know, I feel like her energy is really good. And of course, your energy should be pretty amazing if you're able to be cancer-free. So Kate says, quote, "The last 9 months have been incredibly tough for us as a family. Life as you know it can change in an instant, and we have had to find a way to navigate the stormy waters and road unknown. The cancer journey is complex, scary, and unpredictable for everyone, especially those closest to you. With humility, it also brings you face to face with your own vulnerabilities in a way you had never considered before, and with that, a new perspective on everything." So Kate's parents are featured in the video, and it made me think when I watched it, I was like, okay, so Kate's parents are basically the grandparents, because I don't believe that Prince William and Prince Charles are super close. Prince Charles himself has cancer. Prince Charles is extremely old. Camilla is the mistress whore. And I bet I wouldn't be surprised to find out that William and Kate's kids spend a lot more time with Kate Middleton's family than they do with Prince Charles, or to be more specific, their grandparents. And they're probably better grandparents. So I think the kids should be around Kate Middleton's parents more than Prince Charles's bitch ass. So Kate also says that she's doing what she can to stay cancer-free. And she's, well, I already said that part. She says that she's reminded, her and her husband are reminded to reflect and be grateful for the simple yet important things in life, which so many of us take for granted, of simply loving and being loved. Yeah, I get that, but guess what? Not everybody is loved. Or not everybody is loving someone else, and not everybody is being, quote, being loved. Like, Kate has lived a extremely privileged life, extremely. So I understand the sentiment, but and it definitely applies. It applies to a lot of people, but at the same time, not everybody is as lucky as Kate. And I'm just talking about to have that, the support, the resources, and the support system that she has. So, and that's what's sad, to really go through certain things without a strong foundation, a strong support system. So the Waleses, they chose, or the Wales, whatever, Kate and William, they chose one of their favorite filmmakers, Will Warr. I have no idea who he is, but shout out to him. I'm sure he's going to get a lot of clients off of this, publicity, interviews. You know, this is great. Who wouldn't want Kate and Will to choose them to shoot a video? Like, you're set. So, the setting of the footage, according to the Daily Mail, is deeply symbolic, drawing on the strength that Catherine has drawn from her family and loved ones, and from spending time on the things which bring her joy, particularly the sanctuary she's found in the natural world. I love the video, and how were you affected by it? Because I started crying. I saw somewhere that the video would make you emotional. It said some shit like, try not to cry. And I was like, get the fuck out of here. And then I watched it and I really started tearing up. And I started tearing up because I thought about her kids. I thought about how hard this has to be, had been, and currently is for her kids. And I thought about them not having their mom. And I thought about, from the day that I found out about this, I felt bad for Kate because I couldn't imagine how terrified she was to leave her kids. It's nice to see that the kids seem to get along. They seem like a cute family, and I'm glad that there's three. Too many people stop at two, and I think it's such a gift to have several siblings, or three at the bare minimum. So that is our update from Kate. She says that she'll be making appearances, but a lot less in the months ahead because she has a. Sorry, she still has a long recovery, but I think it's going to be really comforting for the people in England to see her attending events. And it, her, like Kate recovering, I can't imagine how much hope it gives to people who are going through what she's recently been through. You know, and it something like this changes you through and through who you are, 'cause she has had to think about her mortality more than a lot of her peers. And so this will really impact who she is, and in good and bad ways. You know, we are also lucky if we haven't gone through what she's gone through. And I hope for the best for anyone out there listening, if you are sick or know anybody sick. All right, y'all. Talk to you soon.